Fire Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Again, a few minutes to go before we hit the 8 o'clock mark. Exactly 13 minutes, though, to be precise. And for many of us, when we focus on entrepreneurship and opportunities in the market, as we've heard from our previous guests, we highlight the fact that you need to find the gap in the market. Find a need, source a need, and of course then be able to fulfill that need and have that be the source of your business solution. But we also have recently received a question from one of our listeners to the show who is keen to actually start within the coal transportation business. Within mining, has seen a lot of growth, and from what we've witnessed as well with many stakeholders and participants in that particular sphere, it is quite a lucrative environment to be in. But there's a lot of considerations as well to be mindful of. So in this email, this particular guest who goes by a different name has asked for some assistance to get into the coal transport business, especially as a quick overview regarding financial assistance and guidance. They've registered a business back in 2021, looking at these opportunities, and of course has even contacted a number of financing institutions to share some of their guidelines and assist with the growth and being part of the procurement process for these mining companies. So it's a very broad question, but definitely one that speaks to many of you as entrepreneurs who continue to look for opportunities, and we continue to invite you to share some of these questions with us. But for this one specifically, to help us talk all things mining, business opportunities that might be present, particularly in the coal transportation environment, we joined on the line by veteran mining engineer, fund manager and analyst, Peter Major. Peter, great to touch base with you, and thanks for making time.
You're very welcome, Gugu. It's always fun to talk to you and educational.
I'm glad. And this one is slightly different, right, Peter? Because usually we talk about the leadership of mining companies, their operations, what we're seeing with commodity prices. And I guess overall, mining, as we know, has proven to be the mainstay of the South African economy, and business opportunities do continue to exist. So I guess let's start with first things first, understanding the opportunities that exist specifically in the coal transportation or coal mining environment. What's that landscape like in South Africa?
Look, that's a great word, landscape. Yeah. And that's exactly how we have to look at it. Government, citizens, businessmen, yes. What is the landscape for coal transport? Now, the original reason we mined coal was to generate electricity. Okay, before electricity, we used it to generate heat and power, yep. Steam power. But we found out it was more efficient using that coal to generate steam, to generate electricity, than it was everybody burns it. And mm-hmm. the pollution was much less. So South Africa, it had an amazing company in Eskom. We had the most efficient energy producer in the world. Eskom got voted even ahead of Anglo American as far as their training, their business practices, their efficiency. And here we were, Eskom was delivering electricity cheaper than a lot of Arab countries that yep. were burning oil and gas that was just blowing out of the ground. That's how efficient they were. We were generating electricity with very low value coal. It was very low energy content that you would battle to sell. So it worked really well. The high-grade coal we sold, and we got dollars into the country, and the very low-grade coal that wasn't even worth transporting, we built the power plants right next to the mines. And so they just dug that coal out, put it on a conveyor belt, put it into the furnace, created steam, created electricity. So this was worked out over decades, and it was perfected.
Mm.
Now, today, when I drive down the road, I want to say east of Johannesburg, and my boss often grabs the steering wheel. He says, Pete, why do you keep pulling out your camera and taking pictures of these big, long coal trucks?
Yeah.
And I say to my boss, Robbie, it's because I was marketing manager for mining equipment on those coal mines in the 80s.
Whoa.
We never saw those trucks. They didn't exist. That's an invention of the last 20 years. So why did we invent all these coal trucks last 20 years? Unfortunately,
rail infrastructure, I would assume, because then you had to find other ways of moving it around.
That's right. Unfortunately, we had unions and a political party that was how they thought they could create jobs. And by tearing up the conveyor belts and tearing up the railroads, they put thousands of these new invented trucks on the road. And they're transporting coal all over, and it's usually the wrong grade coal, the wrong quality coal for the power plant that was designed for the property that was right next to it. And to make it worse, those coal trucks are killing multiples more people on the road than our mines ever killed. Mm-hmm. So we always castigate the mining companies for killing 60, 70, 80 people a year. Well, those coal trucks are killing that many in months. Mm-hmm. So when people say, I want to get into that business, it is literally a mafiosa business. You know, the people who get those contracts, they don't just get them putting their name in a hat and someone pulls it out. It's there's a lot of special favors, special granting, and it's not a long-term job because...
I'm assuming you're also not saying this is a sweeping statement, right, for everyone who might be involved, but clearly you're saying this because of, I guess, experiences that you've had within the industry and insights that have been shared there, Peter, just to make sure that we don't...
Well, that's right. I was marketing manager for a major mining equipment company in the 1980s. And I was number one mining fund manager for a few years. So I think I got both of those jobs and experience by dealing with people in the industry.
Yeah.
And that means dealing with the mine managers, dealing with the union officials, dealing with some government officials, and dealing with lots of contractors and suppliers. Because my company was a major supplier in the 80s. So this is a new invention. This is a South African invention that we are hauling coal hundreds of miles sometimes, which is insane. So that is burning more carbon, killing more people, tearing up billions of rands worth of roads that they were never meant to be on the roads. That's why these coal plants were built right next to giant coal mines. So that you only ran a conveyor belt. And that's how you had cheap electricity, and the coal quality was very consistent. But when you have trucks driving from multiple mines to go to one power plant, that poor power plant is getting all these different coal qualities. They affect the boiler. They affect the rest of the system. They don't run as efficient. Sometimes they burn out. And now we find out, it's so easy to put in not even low-grade coal or the wrong coal. It's so easy to just put in shale, to just put in black rock. So a lot of these boilers are totally trashed, and that's why the maintenance on our power plants is through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because it was given the wrong coal, it was given no coal, it was given rocks. So I think that's a very short-term business. We're going to have less and less of these coal trucks every year. As our plants go back to using conveyor belts and railroads, and even that's going to be temporary because these coal plants are going to be replaced by alternative energy, either gas
in the long term,
in the medium term, and in the short term.
Makes sense. And what I'm keen to hear, because you're clearly being very clear about, yes, there might be a business opportunity, but it is incredibly risky, I guess.
Very risky.
In response to the question.
You need inside contacts to get that job. And those jobs are so competitive, people are killing each other to get those jobs. Just like we saw in the teachers union. Yeah. People are killing each other to get a teacher's position. Just like we've seen in politics. You know, counselors are killing each other because as a party starts losing a majority in one place, there's less and less counselors. Their seats, and they're killing each other to get that seat. So you want to try and get in a business that's already very established, has literally has roots in mafiosa type operations and allocations. No, it's not a business you want to start getting into from scratch. It's got no long-term future.
Peter, and I guess then in terms of what we're seeing regarding mining overall and opportunities that do exist, how do we get into the right spaces then, I guess, to help redirect the question from our listener? If this opportunity isn't the greatest, where else are the opportunities?
There's a great opportunity. The opportunity is mining. This country still has more economic minerals than Russia and America put together.
Whoa.
We don't appreciate how endowed South Africa is with minerals. We should be putting all our time and effort into deregulizing this industry and to making it the most attractive mining destination on the planet, because we've got more minerals than any country on the planet. And if you read anything about inflation's coming, if you read anything about alternative energy, battery storage, energy storage, minerals, zinc, lead, lithium, tantalum, virtually every mineral except coal is in demand, and we've got them here. So yes, put your energy into getting a prospecting right, getting a mining right. Put your energy into developing some of the, is it 6,152 abandoned mines? Because most of those mines still have ore that is very economical at today's prices. We're seeing record prices in most minerals. I've had hours and hours of conversations with colleagues in the States last week. I think they're right-wing, but they tell me this is only the start. Inflation is much worse than anybody thinks. These metal prices do not sustain new mines. These metal prices can only go up. I think they're a little radical, but I pray they're right, because these are very high metal prices, and that's where the opportunity is here, is developing our mines like we were back in 1980 when we were 50% of world market cap for mining. We can get there again with the right legislation.
Peter, my brain cells have been tickled. I am taking notes. And I think you mentioned something very interesting, because so often, and I'm well aware that the mining in Dubbo of 2022 will take place in February this year. And that's where we've often heard that South Africa is in a sunset industry when it comes to mining. So to hear this perspective from your end is different and refreshing.
Yeah, if it's a sunset, we only have our politicians and our unions to blame for it. And I must say, the unions have been pretty responsible the last 2 years. I wish the politicians could do the same, because this should not be a sunset industry. This should be a growth industry for the whole country.
Yep. Well, we're on it. And as you say, the opportunities are certainly there. And judging by the macroeconomic dynamics, there are positive prospects for commodity prices to continue at these heightened levels. Thank you so much for your time, Peter. Really appreciate
you're really welcome.
You shared.
You bet.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Bye, Guru.
Take care. That's Peter Major, veteran mining engineer, fund manager and analyst, who's joined us to give us our listener some perspective, someone who has seen an opportunity when it comes to coal mining and, of course, various experiences that have been reported. But Peter sharing his view that there are opportunities in the wide, vast opportunities in minerals that we actually mine aside from coal in South Africa. But as you know, as an entrepreneur, find the opportunities, do your research, network accordingly and appropriately, and of course, go vigorously in pursuit of some of the opportunities that exist, but also be mindful of mitigating against any risk.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.